Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Nicole Parton. Recently released body cam footage from Ohio authorities provides insight into the moments following the tragic shooting of Ashley Flynn, the spouse of former American Idol contestant Caleb Flynn. He's also a music pastor. Ashley, 37, was shot and killed in their home in Tip City, Ohio, as previously reported by law enforcement. Her husband, Caleb, made a panicked 911 call claiming a break-in had happened. Just 3 days later, he was taken into custody in connection with her death. The footage shows Caleb as a distraught and overwhelmed husband, captured on camera, crying out in anguish, at times struggling to breathe, and even vomiting from distress.
I'm gonna
244.
Yeah, I don't want to do much back there, but
I don't want to ask.
That's fine. That's fine.
In one segment of the blurred recording, Caleb can be heard repeatedly exclaiming, "Oh my God, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus," while sobbing. He asks an officer, "Is she gone?" He is also seen calling his mother to relay the heartbreaking news. "Ashley's dead," he tells her multiple times, breaking down further as he cries. "Mommy, she's gone. She's dead," he expressed his helplessness, saying, "I don't know what to do." Shortly after, he mentions, "I'm gonna be sick," and proceeds to vomit. As the video continues, Caleb is shown stepping outside to greet a family member who arrives on the scene. He stumbles and falls to the ground, but quickly recovers and embraces the woman, who also is visibly upset. "The girls don't know," he tells her, prompting her to break down as well. She is identified in the footage as the grandmother of the children. The couple had two daughters who were present in the home during the incident, as per earlier released 911 calls and body cam footage. A GoFundMe campaign has been initiated to support Ashley's daughter. Caleb, who previously competed on the 12th season of American Idol, faces charges of murder, 2 counts of felonious assault, and 2 counts of tampering with evidence. He has entered a plea of not guilty to all allegations. More crime and justice news after this. Jurors in the case against Misty Roberts, the former mayor of DeRidder, Louisiana, heard testimony this week indicating that a DoorDash driver dropped off Plan B emergency contraception at her residence shortly after she allegedly sexually assaulted a teenage boy. Roberts, 43, was arraigned earlier this month on charges including carnal knowledge of a juvenile and indecent behavior with a juvenile, as reported by the Bogard News. The alleged incident involved a 16-year-old boy during a party in July, according to authorities. Roberts, the former mayor, was first arrested in August 24 on charges of third-degree rape and contributing to the delinquency of minors. She resigned from her position as the mayor just days before surrendering to law enforcement. The current trial has experienced several delays, including one indictment being thrown out and the declaration of a mistrial before Roberts was re-indicted and rearraigned, according to the news. According to The Advocate and the American Press, during this week's proceedings, a DoorDash driver testified that he received an order from someone named Misty C. for Plan B and delivered the emergency contraceptive to Roberts' home. He noted that he recognized the house from a previous visit when he took his children there for a trick-or-treat. He reported that he also was familiar that she was the mayor. Jurors were also shown footage from a 2025 interview with Roberts' son at a child advocacy center where he claimed to have seen his mother and a friend engage in sexual activity during that party in July. However, when testifying in court, he stated he could not definitely confirm what he witnessed, expressing that it appeared to him and his human mind to have happened. Additionally, Roberts' nephew testified that he believed the two people were involved in a sexual act based on their movements, though he admitted he did not see any explicit exposure. Court proceedings are scheduled to continue at 9 a.m. on Saturday. And in North Carolina, the Gastonia Police Department are asking for the public's help in locating a missing boy. Louis Luigi Tario, a Gastonia teen, went missing several months ago. The 16-year-old was last seen on Halloween leaving his home in a gray Nissan SUV. As of March 3, his car has not been found, his phone has not pinged, and his parents and family member have not seen or heard from him. The family says he may be experiencing a mental health crisis. He has never been a runaway. Tario is described as a Hispanic male, standing 6'1", weighing about 200 pounds. He was last seen wearing a gray T-shirt and black sweatpants. His car, described as a dark gray 2017 Nissan Rogue with a North Carolina license plate, 3CH33RS. An anonymous donor created a $5,000 reward for information in the search for the missing teen. Anyone with information should call the Gastonia Police Department at 704-866-6702. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcasting app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nicole Parton.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.